equipping you daily, fortifying your faith, a source of help and hope for hurting homes and broken hearts. Rod Parsley is anchoring you in the timeless truths of God's Word to propel you forward in victory. This is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley.
Every person is born with God-given purpose, a spark placed by heaven, a calling meant to shape the future. At Valor Christian College, we don't just educate, we activate. We train leaders, develop conviction, and prepare students to walk boldly in what God has called them to do. This is where gifts are sharpened. This is where faith becomes action. This is where revival becomes personal and purpose becomes clear. This is Valor Christian College.
Fire has two properties.
Yes.
One, to amalgamate or burn into permanence.
Yes.
The second is to obliterate.
Yeah, annihilate.
So fire comes to take off you what the devil put on and put back on you what the devil took off.
That's right.
Hello there, friends. This is Ashton Parsley on this very special edition of Breakthrough. I'm very excited today to be in the studio with my dear old dad, Dr. Pastor Rod Parsley, and we are going to talk about all things Pentecost. Yep. And so here we are.
You look lovely, by the way.
Back at square one for season two. Oh, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. You are
looking and feeling sprightly.
Yes.
We are in, for those that may not know, we are in Pentecost season.
Tabernacles.
Right now?
What? Passover. No. Pentecost.
Okay. So we're going to get there. We're going to get to the three feast seasons.
Okay.
What is Pentecost?
Fire. Pentecost is one of the three.
That was good.
One of the three Moedim, right? Which is a fancy way to say party. God scheduled three times a year that we as believers should come before him. And these are not the feasts, some folks call them the feasts of Israel, but they're not the feasts of Israel. God said, they're my feasts. He said, these are my feasts. And they're actually feast seasons, two in the spring of the year, Passover, which is celebrated around Easter for Christian believers. And then 50 days later, Pente, that's where the name comes from, Pentecost. 50 days after Passover is Pentecost.
Mm-hmm.
And for us, it is the advent of the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity, into the earth for this dispensation, of grace, the dispensation of the church age. That's where we are right now.
It's, you know, during this season, again, after Easter, that we celebrate, throw a party,
right,
as it were,
right,
that God did not leave us on this earth comfortless,
right,
when Jesus ascended,
right,
but he sent
the Comforter,
the Paraclete, the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, the Paraclete has nothing to do with parakeets. Paraclete.
Now we're inserting our own dad
jokes.
I'm going to advise you to refrain.
Paraclete, the one called alongside to help us.
Yes.
Yep, and he does that, but he does it from the inside out. The only reason to have a body, I'm speaking of a physical body, is to express the life that's in it.
That's right.
So there's not much expression, you know, at a funeral coming from the casket. But there's expression in us because we're made alive by the power of the Holy Spirit. We've been born again. We become a new creature. And the Holy Spirit then was sent from God to indwell believers, to fill us full of himself.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Word of God teaches us how to allow the Holy Spirit to conform us. This is his major purpose, to conform us to the image of Jesus. in our actions, in our speech, in our way of living, that we're informed through the Word of God by the Holy Spirit to be conformed to the image of Christ. And he also gives us power.
Yes. Okay. Right. So that's where I was going. Thank you for that wonderful segue. Okay. So apart from Pentecost being one of the three feast seasons,
yes,
how would you define Pentecostal or Pentecostalism?
Well, now you're getting into church history. The church was born at Pentecost. Mm. Upon this rock, I will build my church, not your church, his church, my church, Jesus said, my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it.
Yeah.
Will not be able to withstand its anointing, its power, its influence, its effectiveness. So that's what the church is. We're here to influence, if you will, that word takes on a whole new meaning in this generation, doesn't it? Influence those around us. The church is nothing, I've often said, unless and until it becomes the agent through which Christ effects change in the culture.
I think about the show The Chosen, when Peter is, and the disciples, they're all like arguing amongst themselves about, he said, you're the rock. And
right.
The rock. And then I also go to the rock as in the wrestler.
Right. Yes. I was just thinking about that, because was it Hulk Hogan or was it the rock?
Right.
Who was the greatest?
You know? It's like LeBron versus Michael Jordan.
Yeah. Don't get in that argument, because you will never win it.
No, exactly. Okay. So what we often say here at the Harv and what you've taught us is that Pentecost equals power. Yep. When I first asked you, what is Pentecost? And you were rapid firing, you said fire.
Right.
So explain to people what that means. When we say Pentecost equals power, or people equate the fire to be synonymous with Pentecost, less as a season and more as a spirit.
Well, John the Baptist said it this way, there's one coming after me, right? Of course, John the Baptist was the forerunner of King Jesus. So John said, there's one coming after me, the latchet of whose shoes I'm not worthy to stoop down and unloose. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. And then the book of Acts says, you shall receive power after that the Holy Spirit is come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, the uttermost parts of the earth. So power to witness, power to live a life that becomes salt and makes people thirsty for the things of God. Power to live victoriously. Sometimes I say salvation gets you ready for heaven, but the baptism in the Holy Spirit gets you ready for this world.
Come on.
Because it's not all in the sweet by and by. There's some pie while you're passing by.
And people, I think, especially during this hour, are really seeking that power and that depth of a relationship and revelation knowledge of God.
Here's what I think they want.
Okay.
Especially right now, especially after some of the things that have gone on in the culture have transpired. I think they want to see, and I really recoil at this word, but I don't know a better word to describe what they're after. They're after authenticity.
Yes.
Just plain and simple.
Yes.
And they're not after a light show. They're not after a screaming guitar. Mm-hmm. They're not after, they're after seeing Jesus and being a part of what Jesus did. So Jesus said, the works that I do will you do, and greater works, but you have to catch this part, because I go to my Father.
There it is.
because I go to my Father. You're going to do greater works. Then he said, it is expedient. That's a $10 word that just needs a 20-cent definition. It's expedient. That means it's necessary.
Yeah.
That means it's to your advantage. Jesus said, it's to your advantage that I go away. For if I go not away, the Holy Spirit will not come. Mm. But if I go, I will send the Comforter.
Yeah.
Right? So he's saying there's when I leave, it's almost like don't mourn for me when I'm gone because there's more coming.
Yeah.
And he told the disciples, go wait in Jerusalem until you are endued, filled with, overflowing with power.
Yeah. And with that power, they're finding the courage and the boldness to be those witnesses unto Judea, Samaria. And basically what that's saying, you know, if we translated it into our current day, it's saying, go to your neighborhood.
Yeah.
Go to your neighbor. Go to where you're from.
Yeah.
We always say with the Valor students, you know, we call them world changers. And while we do, of course, mean the world globally, we mean your world.
Yes.
Go and change your world, your community,
your family,
your neighborhood, your family, all that pertains to you.
Your domain.
Exactly. Take dominion over your domain. And when you receive the Holy Spirit, you receive also the baptism of that power, that fire, that boldness, that courage to not be intimidated about sharing your faith, your story, what God has done for you, but really literally empowered to do it, because that's what the gospel is all about after all. That's what we're all called
all about
to
the
do.
One. When the Holy Spirit comes in fire, fire has two properties.
Yes.
One, to amalgamate or burn into permanence.
Yes.
The second is to obliterate.
Yeah, annihilate.
So fire comes to take off you what the devil put on and put back on you what the devil took off.
That's right.
So it will get rid of the things in your life that you don't need anyway, but it will give you what you do need.
Yes.
It will give you staying power.
Right.
It will give you power to live righteously.
Yeah.
It will give you power to live a holy life.
Yes.
It will give you power. Look, a timid faith will always be intimidated.
Come on.
And if you don't understand the value of a soul, so folks will say, okay, what is the value of a soul? Well, you only have to look one place, on that angry, mean, biting beam called Calvary, on that little skull of a hill called Golgotha, because there you see the price of a soul in the death, the burial, the sinless life, the resurrection from the dead. So, and the only reason to have a body is express the life that's in it. So when the Holy Spirit comes in you, right, you want to give expression to that life. And it's not hard. Read scriptures about, read the book of Acts.
Right.
And say, that's what I want my life to look like.
Amen.
Woo!
Amen.
I'm getting to preach on you. Better say goodbye.
Yep. Like I said, we were going to do an abbreviated episode today.
Okay.
Well, say bye to the folks.
Hey, thanks for being with us today. Like, share.
Hit the notification bell.
Hit the notification bell. We love you. We want you to keep feeding your faith, starving your doubts to death, and fan those wonderful flames of Pentecostal revival. You know, the Feast of Pentecost is a God-appointed day of fire and of power and of His precious anointing. Over in the book, I call it the Book of Action, the Book of Acts, chapter number 2. You know it well. King Jesus promised to send the blessed Holy Spirit, and that prophecy was fulfilled 50 days after his crucifixion, when the day of Pentecost had fully come, tongues of fire produced power from heaven itself.
power to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ with signs and wonders and miracles following. Dear, dear friend, you and I are living in a Holy Ghost moment right now. You hear me? The Lord God is going to accomplish his plan on earth. Here's how he's going to do it: by giving his people, you and me, the provision and the power necessary to fulfill his divine purpose in this earth. Deuteronomy 8:18, I'm going to make that your word for today. Here's what it says: remember the Lord your God, for it is he, not you, he who gives you the ability to get wealth, so that, don't miss this part, so that he, God, can establish his covenant in the earth. Well, in this Holy Ghost declared year of covenant connection, you and I are witnessing the fire of Pentecostal power invade college campuses, professional sports, college sports, revive even the most lethargic of churches. God was then, and he is right now, still confirming his word with signs following. As I wrote in my best-selling book, Pentecost If, there it is, Pentecost If, I said the New Testament church's testimony was confirmed by remarkable demonstrations of divine power within a single generation. As a result, the gospel of Jesus Christ spread to the expanses and the entirety of the known world at that time. Well, today, my dear, dear partner and friend, you can play a vital, vibrant role in the same world-changing, fire-driven force of the Holy Spirit in this world. I believe, I do, that you are watching today, not by accident, but by divine appointment, because you're anticipating, aren't you, the hand of God to move in a supernatural way for you during this holy feast season of Pentecost. The word of the Lord is very, very clear. We must appear before our Father God during this season with an offering in our hand to celebrate Pentecost. Well, today, your generous Pentecost offering of $50 or more, $1 for each day between Passover and when the fire fell from heaven at Pentecost, when you sow that gift today of $50 or more, I want to bless you with a very unique, personally signed copy of that best-selling book, Pentecost If. Now, if you already have a copy, and you may, I hope you do, well, then get another one. You can share it with someone else who needs the fire of Pentecost to be made real in their life. That'll be a blessing. Every Pentecost offering is so important to God's work, very, very important to this global teaching, preaching, soul-winning ministry. You know, we've been here over four decades now, every day. Perhaps, I pray so, the Holy Spirit of God is speaking to you about an uncommon Pentecost seed of $1,000 or more. I will be so very, very thankful. So thankful that I'll honor your step of faith by adding your name or the name of someone you love permanently inscribed upon a beautiful plaque on a Pentecost pillar, because you are a pillar of Pentecost, surrounding this beautiful eternal fire Pentecost globe you see behind me right now. Your name will be right here permanently. Everyone will see it and give glory to God, lay their hand on it, and pray for you. I want you to simply pick up that phone. It's right there next to you. It always is. Or you can visit rodparsley.com, that secure website. Or, Joni, and I love it when you rush your letter to us, send a little note along with your gift so we can believe God for your miracle. And listen, you need to do it soon, because it needs to get here before Pentecost Sunday, May 24th.
This Pentecost, God desires to awaken His fire and power within you.
And Pastor Parsley has prepared an extraordinary collection of anointed ministry resources to help you step into more. More power, more purpose, and more of God's presence in your life.
As you honor the Lord with your commanded Pentecost offering of $50 or more, we want to bless you with one of the greatest ministry resource sets we've ever released. You will receive the complete 2026 Pentecost gift set, including Dr. Rod Parsley's celebrated book, Pentecost If, a powerful revelation that God truly has more for you. The exclusive companion study guide, created to help you deepen your knowledge of God's promises and anointing in your life. The brand new 7-part video series, Pentecost If, both the physical and digital versions, so you can experience this life-changing revelation anytime, anywhere. This entire ministry resource package is our way of thanking you for your generous Pentecost offering of $50 or more. Please call, click, or write today.
When you sow a Pentecost seed of $100 or more, we will also add a commemorative brick engraved with your name placed around the Pentecost Globe Memorial. It will be a lasting testament of your declared stand for Pentecost in these end days. Call now or visit rodparsley.com.
For our special friends who feel led to sow a commanded Pentecost offering of $1,000 or more, your name will be added to one of our beautiful Pentecost pillars lined along the pathway to the Pentecost Globe Memorial.
With every Pentecost offering at any level, we'll also include 2 vials of Pentecost anointing oil, consecrated for personal ministry, and the powerful book, The Fire Within. These gifts are prayerfully prepared to stir the fire of Pentecost within your heart and home. Don't miss this divine moment. Pentecost Sunday is May 24th, and God has commanded us not to appear before Him empty-handed. Call with your Pentecost offering 24 hours a day, visit rodparsley.com, or write to us today.
This Pentecost, step into more. More fire, more faith, and more of God's power released in your life.
Time for America's camp meeting. This year, God leads us toward freedom, revival, and dominion. Join us July 3rd, 4th, and 5th at World Harvest Church as Pastor Ron Parsley welcomes special guests Ron Carpenter, Tudor Bismarck, Samuel Rodriguez, Real Talk Kim, James Tan, Tracy Mitchell, worship by Roosevelt Stewart, Lisa Brunson, Aaron Moses, Bella Taylor Smith, and Vonnie Lopez.
We've got to reach this generation for Jesus.
Don't miss Dominion Camp Meeting.
I think you'll agree with me that our world today is in tremendous need of the mighty baptism in the Holy Spirit, His fire, His power, His gifts, His fruit, for sure. Know this, my dear friend. I believe you're watching today not by accident, but by divine appointment, because you're anticipating, as I am, for the hand of God Almighty to move in a supernatural way for you during this Pentecost season. Well, let me share this with you. My wonderful friend and partner, Janice, wrote to me said, I need such a supernatural move of God. She said, I moved to a new city, but I was unable to find employment. Now, I know many of you can certainly understand that situation. She was nearly out of money when she made a faith decision. I love that. A decision of faith. You see, she heard my teaching about the power of Pentecost and set in her heart to give a once-a-year sacrificial Pentecostal offering. Here's what she says in her letter. Within 30 minutes, did you hear me? Within 30 minutes of mailing my Pentecost offering, the owner of the company I had interviewed with called me on a Sunday night, to let me know I was hired. Well, I think you can rejoice with Janice. I want to bless you, Janice. Thank you for that tremendous testimony, encouraging tens of thousands today. Now, my question is, what about you? Your phone's right there. Go ahead, pick it up. Call to give your very best once a year Pentecost offering, just like Janice did, and join me and millions around the world in prayer for the mighty power of the Holy Spirit to sweep across this nation in revival and into your personal situation as well. Now, for your best Pentecost gift today, I want to send you 2 vials of anointing oil. I want you to use it however the Holy Spirit leads you to and believe for your miracle and know I'm agreeing with you. Always, always, always include your prayer requests whenever you contact us so Joni and I can agree with you along with tens of thousands around the world on Sunday, May 24th. Pentecost Sunday. I'm going to leave you today with these powerful and profound words of the Lord Jesus from John 7:38. Here it is. Talks about you. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart for you today will flow rivers of living, life-giving water. Hallelujah. I want you to be forged in the fire of Pentecost and ready to be a vessel fit for our Father's use today. God bless you now. I'll see you next time right here. Been here for over 40 years every day on your breakthrough.